The lawsuit was filed in Duluth, where Father Edward Boitner allegedly molested a 15-year-old in the 1960s during a trip. The plaintiffs say Boitner also molested the youth in Wisconsin, but say Minnesota law is more favorable about taking legal action against the church. Several other people also say Boitner molested them while he was a parish priest in Superior. Peter Isley is Midwest director of SNAP, or the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. He says Superior Bishop Raphael Fliss was negligent about Boitner's alleged abuse of children.
And that illustrates the entire problem with the law in Wisconsin, unique in the United States, where organizations like the church are completely immunized from any corporate accountability for sexually abusive clergy. And here you have the bishop in Superior, who's been involved in other terrible cases recently, pretty much cynically saying, look, you know, if there's no law here to make me do something, I'm not going to do it.
The Superior Diocese says Bishop Fliss has just received a copy of the lawsuit and isn't ready to comment yet. Boitner was transferred out of Superior and now lives in the Milwaukee area. Peter Isley says since Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan supervises all priests living in Milwaukee, Dolan also needs to give Boitner permission to live in the area.
So he needs to do that. He needs to get him out of ministry. According to canon law, he needs to report him to authorities so the police can start investigating what is known about this priest. And, you know, he needs to get this guy into treatment.
Archbishop Dolan's spokesperson could not be reached for comment. SNAP hopes the next Wisconsin legislature will vote to make it easier to pursue court cases against state churches for the actions of their clergy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.